if we may say, that how were they feeding on it? So they fed on it in three ways, either baked in the oven or in a pan, which is like a flat pan, or in a frying pan, like a limited ball or covered thing. So this is how they fed on it. And that we see the Lord Jesus in the way in his humanity, the fineness of his flour was tested throughout his life. There was a way when he was in the oven. In other words, if I look at him, his hidden burning or his hidden hurt that he has suffered, when no one saw anything. And looking at this, looking how the Lord Jesus, how he suffered, for example, when he was living here, like as a lonely sparrow on a rooftop. Even the ones who were closest to him, his own mother, couldn't understand him at some stage. How hurtful that was to him. That the one who should have known who his father says, well, look, me and your father were looking for you. Mm. And he says, don't you know I should be about my father's business? So even those who, she knew who is he, who was he, right from the time she was received the good news that she would conceive the one who is the son of God, conceived by the power of the Spirit, yet she couldn't understand him. How hurtful that was. How hurtful that was when he was dealing with his disciples, walking and living and eating with them every day, telling them about what he was going to do, telling them about their cross, and they couldn't understand him. Couldn't feel for him. This is where looking at these things, feeding on these things, of the characters of the Lord Jesus, his reactions in these circumstances, what he did. I mean, what he did in when his parents or his mother Mary looked for him. He suffered on his own. But the scripture records he went with him in obedience and submission. So this is how we feed upon him. When we see frying in the pan, like the exposed hurt that he's received, the suffering that he's received, how often they wanted to kill him. He just moved swiftly, smoothly away from them. And how much they swear at him, offended him, never a word. And then the frying pan, and we may see that limited suffering in a way. Maybe we can compare it with the unlimited sufferings of the cross, if we can say this, his sufferings leading on to the cross at the hands of men, and how he responded to this. Didn't swear in return. Didn't give an offense in return. So practically feeding on this person through the reading the scripture as we read, we read in the scripture to look for that person, to see how he lived, how he behaved, how he suffered when no one could see he was suffering, how he suffered when everything was clearly this person perfect, one shouldn't suffer this way. The one who should love and compassion should every mocking and was despised and rejected. And then maybe we can see at the other one that his limited sufferings on the cross and how he's received it willingly. They came upon him with swords and clubs and he said, you're coming upon me like a thief. And anyway, if you want me, let these go.
It's beautiful how you broke it down for us. I always looked at it in this way as well, that in the oven, there is nothing much about the Lord Jesus for 30 years. Nothing much. Mm. Nothing much. The only one that have observed and seen and knew was the blessed God. So I'll tell you, the Lord Jesus, the only thing we see is when he was 12 years old. And talk about 13. I mean, we encourage our children when they are, look how the Lord Jesus behaved when he was 12. Although he was with that, again, you want to dwell on the perfection of this man. Although they did not enter into his thoughts, but yet the Bible said, and yet he remained submissive. Submissive. Not now, we're not talking about God. We're talking as a man, the authority that God has placed over him as parent. As parent. He said, he submitted himself. What a wonder. The perfection of this manhood. You know what? Sometimes when we are teaching our kids how to submit and obey, we tell them, when I was your age, what big deal when you were his age? When I was your age, well, I can tell it in a different way. When the Lord Jesus was 12 years old, look what the Bible said. You know, he is over all blessed forever. But in manhood, look, but it was in the oven. Nobody saw except God. Hmm. The next one, it was an open frying pan. And I always looked at it as the 3 years of the Lord Jesus, that everything was seen by men. Because what did man express? No man has spoken like this man before. They were amazed at the gracious words. So man was feeling the effect they are beholding. The centurion could see that truly this man was a righteous man. So you see, it was an open thing that people could see and they could make a judgment. That's why Pilate said, I find no fault in this man. You see? Come see a man. Come see a man. So there was this open, like you mentioned, pen, that everything is seen and everything is being discussed about Christ Jesus. But the third one, that's why I say, every sacrifice will lead us to Calvary, even the meal offering. Because in that third one, I like to think of the last aspect of it. And that's the cross. It was not an open fan, it was a frying fan, but it has a cover. It has a cover. Why it has a cover? Now, the one previously says open. Keep it open so that everybody can observe. With this one has a different line of things. It's shut. Because on that cross, what God has done to a perfect man, none ever, ever, and on top of it, ever, could see, fathom, or enter into it. What God had done to a perfect man on that Calvary's cross. That's why the first cry expresses the meal offering. The first cry. What did he say? My God. It's not the burnt offering. And it's not only because of the sin offering. Yes. But him uttering the word, my God. My God. Was really that expression of the perfection of this manhood. Even when he was on a cross.
We might say that the Lord suffered things that we can understand,
yes.
But he also suffered things we will never enter into.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
And even I was thinking the suffering that just seeing the effect of sin on mankind and how when he was at Lazarus' grave, he says he groaned within his spirit. And this is a form of his... He's felt it. He felt it, and it hurt to see the effects of sin was also one of the trials that he had to endure. I wonder if we want to say something also about the leaven later on in this chapter. It says it shall not have any leaven in verse 11, and nor honey.
Yes.
Because we know that these things are figurative of other things, so this had to be unleavened. Unleavened.
Yes.
So we know that in Scripture, leaven is often a type of sin, and this had to be sinless. This had to show forth that aspect of the Lord, that he was sinless. And the honey, as we think of the sweetness of the honey, and there's so many applications of that word, but just to say, you know, this is the natural things of life that... we may enjoy and add and become our priorities, but this sacrifice was not to have that. Mm. It added to the fermentation of the meal offering, and it was not to... This would be an imperfection, so it had to be removed. And how often the honey is what causes us to stray. The honey. You know, our family relations, the honey. The natural things of life, our hobbies, it's the honey. And this was not to be part of this offering. So.